GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Today we've got some fascinating stories that straddle the line between innovation, disruption, and good old corporate shuffling. So grab your coffee, unless you're driving, in which case keep your hands on the wheel, and let's dive into the first topic. In an intriguing twist, artificial intelligence agents have managed to shrink the quantum cost of cracking Bitcoin's encryption by a whopping 86% over just 8 weeks. Before you go running for the hills with your cold wallet, let's clear the air. No, Bitcoin isn't broken, and your funds aren't suddenly at risk of quantum attack. What happened was essentially an intellectual Olympics, an open, public, crowdsourced optimization contest that allowed contributors to submit optimized circuits, which were then scored by an automated verifier. The results were published in a paper on Arxiv on September 10th, involving over 100 contributors. So while it's a significant leap for quantum computing and AI, it's not the doomsday device for Bitcoin. At least, not yet. But let's keep our eyes peeled. This development underscores the evolving dance between cryptography and quantum computing, a space where we will undoubtedly see many more rounds of innovation and counter-innovation. For crypto builders, it's a timely reminder to stay ahead of the curve because the curve itself is accelerating. Now, shifting gears from encryption to income, let's talk about one of the most dynamic roles in the crypto world, the DevRel engineer in Web3. Fast forward to 2026, and those in this role can expect salaries ranging from $90,000 to $300,000. A DevRel engineer isn't just a coder. They're chameleons fluent in both technical jargon and community management. These engineers act as the bridge between blockchain protocols and the developer communities that build on them. The job involves creating technical content, managing community interactions, and being the face of the protocol at conferences and online platforms. It's a role that demands both deep technical knowledge and exceptional communication skills, making it both challenging and rewarding. So, if you're eyeing a career shift or are already in the crypto domain, this is one role where your adaptability could pay off, literally. And now, onto the corporate soap opera of the day. Consensus has decided to take a page out of existentialism and rename itself MetaMask. Yes, the company that built MetaMask has now become MetaMask. The strange part is what's happening to the original name. Consensus will now belong to a newly formed company that didn't exist until this week. Joe Lubin announced this split on September 9th, and it's set to conclude by the end of 2026. Essentially, MetaMask, now a company, will handle the wallet and consumer financial products, while the new Consensus will manage Linea and Ethereum client software like Besu and Teku. It's an interesting corporate spin that feels very much like a snake eating its tail. What does this mean for the ecosystem? Well, potentially streamlined operations and a clearer brand identity, but also a signal that sometimes the product can become more valuable than the company itself. For those in the crypto job market, this kind of restructuring could mean new opportunities under the MetaMask banner or within the reborn Consensus. So, what's the takeaway for crypto jobs and builders today? Whether it's quantum threats, evolving job roles, or brand new old companies, adaptability and resilience are your best allies. The landscape is shifting, and staying nimble will be key to navigating these waters. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.